What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. It's a football Friday, man. Hell
let's
yeah.
Let's spit all over this joint.
You spit on me, and then we're going to blows. That's what we're doing. Oh man, the NFL is the best. It is the best. We're out watching the game last night at Kirby Ice House, Seth. We're watching the game, and we're looking up at the screen, and the kickoff was at 7:15, and it's 7:16, and we've already had a guy carted off, and Jalen Carter's been kicked out of the game before there's even been a snap from scrimmage. It's the best.
And if you're watching without sound.
It's the best. Yeah, I'm not even listening to what they're saying on there. This is soap opera drama.
I'll tell you what. Okay, so for those of you who didn't see it, we'll give it the real sequence of events didn't come out until a few hours after the incident. Before the game, the Cowboys are in the huddle. The Philadelphia defense is lined up, and there's just people lingering around. And go ahead.
Well, they're all waiting around because there's an eagle getting peeled off the field.
Dak Prescott kind of like spits in the direction of Jalen Carter and gives a smug smile. You couldn't see this originally, but Jalen Carter takes it upon himself to walk across the line of scrimmage up to the Cowboys huddle, confront Dak Prescott, and spit on Dak Prescott's face right in front of an official. And Jalen Carter's ejected. And that's how the game started.
Yeah.
Now Eagles fans are saying, well, you see Dak Prescott spit first. Yes, I agree. Dak Prescott shouldn't have made that gesture or done that thing to him. But the disproportionate response was the most idiotic thing I've ever seen any football player do.
A disproportionate response that I think 99% of people agree that if it happens in society –
yeah.
You have license to go ahead and punch that person in the face.
Well, it's actually, there is a thing called the fighting words doctrine, Sean.
Okay.
Which it does. It kind of releases you from some of the responsibility. If somebody does something that's typically like, would that person knows it very well could incite a fight because it's such an egregious action, then yeah.
Is spitting part of that doctrine? Is that
spitting might actually be considered either assault or something. I don't know. Lawyers weigh in from state to state. It's different. You don't spit on people.
No, you don't spit on people.
He went full Romanowski.
Well,
never go full Romanowski.
Never
on,
go full Romanowski. Never, ever go full Romanowski. And don't do it. As an NFL player that your team needs in a game, like you're one of the best players on the team. Like you're watching this, like Jalen Carter has over the last 2 years, I think has finally gotten people to where it's like, Seth, I was embarrassed for myself last night when Jalen Carter
ever advocated.
Yes. The Jalen Carter, when Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott right in full view of everybody to get kicked out of a very important season opening game on national TV, I said to myself, this is the first thing I thought of. I said, I cannot believe that when the 25 best players under the age of 25 articles came out, multiple of them, and they all had Jalen Carter in the top three. And they all had Will Anderson somewhere between like 14 and like 18. I cannot believe I had the unmitigated gall to put in the rundown and pose the question to you. Would the Texans have been better off trading up only three spots for Jalen Carter from 12 to 9 instead of trading up nine spots to three to get Will Anderson? And to your credit, you and I, and it was a hypothetical. I love Will Anderson.
Yeah,
I,
that
I,
wasn't your hot take or anything.
No. I was merely posing the question based on the article I was looking at. The question never should have been posed. Ever. Ever.
Well, and it is.
Ever.
Like, well, no, and I, look, I'm, what I had said at the time remains true, which is you never know when it comes to the character side of things if a team like the Texans really loves Will Anderson that much because of not just his play on the field, it was everything else about him, about his football character, his off-the-field character, everything like that. It's a, you don't really, you just got to leave it up to the coaches to decide whether all of that stuff matters as much as it does. I think it's very clear the way, why the Texans liked Will Anderson more than Jalen Carter.
Yes.
For a lot of both couple of the best young defensive players in the league. And yet, I think Will Anderson would like, unlikely to be caught. The most egregious thing Will Anderson did on the field last year was not hit Pat Mahomes in the head and get flagged for
and
it
get flagged
in a
for
playoff
it.
Game.
That's right, exactly
to
right.
actually make no contact with Pat Mahomes' helmet and yet somehow ended a drive because of something Will Anderson didn't do.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Now, once they got Jalen Carter to the locker room and cleaned up all the spit, it was a good game last night.
It was a really good game.
Yeah.
And partly, you know, hey, I mean, there's bulletin board material, and then there's spitting on the quarterback right before the game.
Right.
There's, I mean, sometimes bulletin board material is overrated. I'll tell you what, man, you spit on my quarterback's chest right before a game, it's a different level there. It's a different.
Hell yeah.
You saw the Cowboys receivers were going full Nico Collins out there after the catch.
They were.
Just burying their shoulder into dudes and everything. I'll credit the, I'm going to try to separate the Cowboys from Jerry Jones here for a moment. And almost like, I almost start to feel like the Cowboys players this year, like it's going to be out of Major League where they should have a, they should have a placard of Jerry Jones in the locker room. And every time they win a game, they take off of an article of clothing.
No, that's the owner of the team in Major League was a hot older woman. That was it was fun to take off those pieces.
And it
of
was
clothes.
And it was a poster of her as a younger woman.
Yeah,
right? From when
yeah.
she was a go-go girl. Or
yeah,
something.
Nobody needs to see Jerry. No, that's not an incentive to win games to see Jerry Jones' prune shriveled ass in
Jerry
the locker
would love
room.
Love it too. That's the
oh,
problem.
He would. That is true. He'd lean into it 100%.
Did you see our social media numbers?
Well, here's exactly. Well, here's the thing, the Cowboys could have won that, could very easily won this game if their star player that they did pay, CeeDee Lamb, didn't have some just catastrophic drops in that game. CeeDee Lamb still had good numbers. He had 7 catches for 110 yards. He should have had 10 catches for about a buck 80 last night.
That, the Cowboys really, there were some opportunities in that game. The one drive that should have been over when Jason Ferguson drew that penalty in the end zone, they coughed the ball up later in that drive.
Yeah, Miles Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, and CeeDee Lamb, three drops in the game,
three
right?
Three drops in the game, yeah.
Three drops and then another one that wasn't really, I don't think it would have been rated a drop, but was catchable.
It was the very last one. It might have been, it was the very last offensive play for the Cowboys on fourth down. Dak threw it up to him and he dove, and I think you're right. It probably wasn't counted as a drop. The others are drops. They were just bad drops. But that one is one, though, that you go, okay, you're making $35 million a year. This is the moment. You know,
you're not the one that got traded to Green Bay.
No.
Yeah.
The
Cowboys' defense, though, to their credit, with a little bit of assistance from a lightning break, how long was that lightning delay?
It was
like an hour?
It was about an hour, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I had committed myself before the game. I said, you know what? Come hell or high water, I'm going to watch every single Thursday night game in its entirety.
Oh, no. As your
co-host, I feel like I got a nudge from God. I think God was saying, hey, Seth, old Sethers, you know what? Don't be an idiot about this. You got a 3 a.m. wake-up call every day.
No. Yeah. And if you're going to pick a night, a school night, if you will, to stay up and watch the game,
yeah,
make it either Sunday or Monday. The Thursday night games are terrible.
I was thinking about that last night, even with some of the sloppiness or the dropped catches from CeeDee Lamb or the spitting on the chest. Otherwise, an entertaining game.
Very.
This is the last clean Thursday night game of the year.
Yeah.
This is the last time where everybody's
great
fresh
point.
And out there, and here you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that
you
is.
You can watch it on normal network television.
Total hypothetical, but do the Cowboys win this game if Micah Parsons is on their team?
I think there's a chance because, well, it's hard to say because I think the Cowboys defense turned it on in the second half, partly because they started being more aggressive and blitzing more.
Yeah.
That defense and Matt Eberflus as their coordinator is probably not going to be a defense that blitzes a whole lot. And in week one, you maybe get away with a little bit, but they can't sustain that over time.
No.
So
let me give you some numbers. Here's why I ask. Jalen Hurts got sacked once the whole game. He got sacked once the whole game. He was pretty comfortable back there, 19 to 23. I mean, only 152 yards, but he helped matriculate the ball down the field. And the two touchdowns were not tush pushes for Jalen Hurts. They were touchdowns where he dropped back to pass, surveyed the field for a good 5 seconds, and then decided to take off, and nobody was within 5 yards of him either time.
These are all plays where there's a much better chance that they stop them with Micah Parsons.
I just wonder if that's like up in Dallas today, if that's a topic. You know, like, oh boy, if we had Micah, we'd have won that game.
Yeah, I wonder. There's a lot of coke
close
going
game
on, you know, up there. I'm sure they're agreeing that no, Micah Parsons was actually the problem last year because of his antics in the locker room or something like that. So I don't know about in Dallas, but in the rest of the rational world, yes, certainly you got a much better chance of winning that game with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if you watch those two teams last night, you know, and give Dallas the fact that they were on the road in a hostile environment, if you knew things about football but you didn't know how last season went and you just dropped somebody in to watch that game, it looked like two pretty evenly matched teams to me. You know, to me, the Cowboys are, if CeeDee Lamb, your star receiver, catches a couple of those three balls that he dropped, the Cowboys might win that football game last night.
Yeah, so the Eagles last year were actually in terms of sack rate, and you got to remember they don't throw the ball a whole lot.
Yeah.
They were the second worst team in the league in terms of just when they did drop back.
Wow.
Jalen Hurts got sacked more than
That's surprising. I mean, they have a really good offensive line.
With Philadelphia, it's hard to break down a lot of the things because they're so unique, because their quarterback is so unique.
Yeah.
That when they didn't pass a whole lot, and then when they do pass
a lot of times, he's
waiting for it to it's the rate, not the total sacks.
Yeah.
But they're the most run heavy team in the league. And then Jalen Hurts can extend plays, but sometimes he takes it. I'll tell you the thing I'm most impressed with about Jalen Hurts is I continue to blame Trevor Lawrence for his injury last year versus Azeez Alshire. Mm-hmm. Like multiple times in that game, you see him sliding a few yards short of the first down marker.
Yep.
He's got very good discretion about understanding, all right, I'm going to run, but I'm not going to be an idiot about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to preserve myself to be able to run for 17 games.
Very much so. Very much so. All right, we are off and running on a Football Friday. Good to be with you, and we've got Texans and Rams coming up on Sunday at 3:25 p.m. That is kickoff time. Seth and I have Texans Countdown with you at 12:25 p.m. On Sunday afternoon, so we're looking forward to that. We'll dig into the Texans and the Rams in the 6 o'clock hour here. We've got updates on injuries with the Texans. One, not good. And Backgate from last night. We've got a lot of gates. We got Fromber Gate. We got Saliva Gate last night.
Oh. Backgate. And then the New York whiners.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Just when I thought my hatred for the Yankees was starting to tamp down a bit, just because it's getting a little boring to hate them. Aaron Boone gives you a reason to in the ninth inning last night. We'll have that for you coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.